Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. The FBI is investigating the death of a 39-year-old Utah woman who died aboard the Emerald Princess cruise ship here in southeast Alaska. According to a statement by Princess Cruises, the woman was involved in a domestic dispute that occurred yesterday evening. Today, the ship is moored at the South Franklin Street dock here in Juneau. The woman's name has not been released yet. The cruise line says fleet security is coordinating with the FBI and other local authorities in the investigation. The FBI is investigating the incident because the death occurred in U.S. waters outside of state territory. The Emerald Princess is on a 7-day round-trip cruise that departed Seattle July 23rd. Doctors and a major health insurer group are criticizing the latest GOP health care proposal in the U.S. Senate. That idea is called a skinny repeal because it would only get rid of the most unpopular parts of Obamacare, such as the requirement that individuals carry health insurance or face fines. Meanwhile, President Trump has lashed out at a Republican senator who yesterday opposed moving forward with a long-promised legislation to repeal and replace Obamacare. The senator, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, defended her vote. Alaska Air Group today reported second quarter earnings of $296 million. The Seattle-based company said it had a profit of $2.38 per share. Earnings, adjusted for costs related to mergers and acquisitions like Virgin, came to $2.51 per share. The results surpassed Wall Street expectations. The University of Alaska Fairbanks is discontinuing its economics degree program. The Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports the Board of Regents made the decision to cut the program during its most recent meeting. Two faculty members recently received their layoff notices, giving them 1 year left each to teach. The University of Alaska Fairbanks Faculty Senate met at the end of April to discuss the potential discontinuation of several academic programs. And economics was on that list. The program will be continued for several years to allow current students in the program to graduate. And written comments are due by Sunday on the Alaska Marine Highway System's ferry schedule for this fall, winter, and spring sailings. It's not a lot of time for the Alaskan public. General Manager Captain John Falvey says that's because the legislature's late resolution of the budget delayed putting that schedule together.
Well, we can't put schedules out to comment on until we have a final budget figure. So, being that we were running a little bit late this year, we just got a late start.
After Sunday's comment deadline, a teleconference will be held on Monday. Falvey says they want a fast turnaround so they can begin taking reservations during the first week of August. And Falvey says a few sailings have been added to the schedule, but not that many. Weather forecast calls for widespread rain showers for tonight, numerous rain showers for tomorrow. Temperatures getting down to about 50 degrees tonight and tomorrow up to about 60 degrees. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest.